Maybe some of us can use a music diet, too. Make room in your life for a varied diet, jazz, classical, country, hip-hop, and tuba throat singing. Engage only moderately in karaoke.
Karaoke seems like a pretty simple thing, people singing over a backtrack. But in terms of the legal sphere, it's anything but simple.
That's Eric Gardner.
I write about legal issues for The Hollywood Reporter.
He's not keen about karaoke.
I usually go to karaoke only when dragged by friends.
And has a low-risk strategy when the mic comes to him.
I try to stay away from the big Bon Jovi ballads. Anything that can avoid embarrassment is usually my goal.
But Eric Gardner's intensely interested in the legal implications of the form. Music companies and publishers don't like karaoke bars making money with music they own. That's hard to ignore because karaoke has become an immensely popular pop entertainment.
Particularly after the movie Lost in Translation, there's a big scene where Bill Murray goes to a karaoke joint in Japan.
I could feel at the time there was no way of knowing.
It's estimated to be about a $10 billion industry.
Companies are beginning to cry copyright infringement and for their cut. How serious are they?
If you go into a restaurant and a bar and you see someone with a tape measure, it's usually someone from ASCAP or BMI.
Measuring to see if the place in which karaoke is being committed is so small it's just a bar where you sing with friends, or so large it has to be considered a stage where you perform for strangers. Penalties for violating copyrights may have to be paid. They can add up quicker than you can belt out, "Hit Me With Your Best Shot." For instance, if you sing over the original music by Pat Benatar's band, somebody owns that. There's an audience that's paid to be there. Music companies expect to be paid, too. And if the music is matched to video, there's a synchronization license. There are layers and layers of potential legal exposure and litigants.
There's at least five or six levels that you can hit.
And now one of the companies who manufacture karaoke CDs is trying to hit Sony Music with their best shot. Sony wants KTS Karaoke to pay over $1 billion for thousands of alleged copyright infringements. KTS says that Sony is trying to
get multiple bites at the apple, going after the distributors, going after the restaurants.
Charging a fee for each link in the karaoke chain, from Pat Benatar down to your local bar. The judge will decide this case. There may be appeals, there may be other cases, but until then, sing out, drive carefully, and remember, tip your server. This is NPR News.